Jesus, Ray.
Oh. This is a practical impossibility. It's ringing.
Ray.
What?
Love the show. Hey.
This is the Ray Foley Podcast.
Good afternoon. Hiya, it's Ray Foley on, and JP's there as well.
Right here, hi.
When are we going to win a Grammy? This is a problem, you see. That young fella down the road is winning a Grammy. All of a sudden, the pressure's on us all then to have to win Grammys.
People expect, yeah.
I missed this yesterday. And yesterday afternoon during the show, I read it. Cian DeCroix wins a Grammy.
Unbelievable.
I was like, this is a joke. I didn't even know he was nominated. He was a co-writer, and I didn't know this either, that himself and three other lads, and SZA herself, I guess. Cian DeCroix was a co-writer on SZA's song Saturn. The song's called Saturn, and he co-wrote it with her. And I'm convinced I can hear him on it. Like, I don't know if it's backing, like there is a, unless they've done something with her, you know they do that, they like, you can do a backing vocal for yourself and they'll do a voice on it, but I'm convinced there's a male vocalist on it. So on Sunday night, over in America, in Los Angeles, suited and booted, young Cian DeCroix won himself a Grammy Award, and I was absolutely, I don't know him, but I'm so proud of him. It's like he's my nephew or something. I'm so proud of him. It's outrageous. Cian DeCroix, Rob Bizzell, Jared Solomon, and Scott Zhang, all credited as writers on that, and they're all press conferences. And Cian's coming on with us this afternoon.
Lovely.
Let's try and, this is on the Zoom. All going well. Hang on, let me turn on that there. All going well. Cian DeCroix should be there.
Cian DeCroix here. How are we? Can you see me?
There he is!
There I am.
Hey! Congratulations, Cian DeCroix, you mad b***h. You just won a feckin' Grammy.
I know, absolutely insane. Like, what a mad few days it's been so far.
It passed me by. It obviously wouldn't have passed you by. You were there. But it passed me by, and then I was flicking through and it came up on my feeds, Cian DeCroix wins a Grammy. I was like, Jesus, I didn't even know he was up for one.
I know. It's absolutely mental. I didn't really think about what would happen if I did win. So everything since that moment has just been like, oh yeah, shit, like, don't know what's going on. Everything's just going so mad. So yeah, I just feel really blessed, and I can't wait to get home to Ireland to my mom and my stepdad and just like celebrate it and like take it in. It's been absolutely crazy.
Oh my god, it's let's go back. At what point do they tell you? Obviously the nominations, but then you're a songwriter on it. Obviously SZA mentioned she's going to be obviously at it. It's a given. She's going. Is it a given that you guys are going to all be there as well as writers? Yeah.
Well, I assume so. I mean, I'm not going to not show up for my first Grammy nomination as a songwriter. There are people who you'd be surprised. There are people who don't go and don't show up, which is kind of crazy. There are some awards, and then it's just like the person presenting is like, and I will accept that award on their behalf. And I'm like, how are you not here to get your Grammy? Like, what are you doing? Where are you? I was sitting in the crowd and I was like, what happens if we win? Like, and I just was like, I better get up and go onto that stage. And so like, it was mad. And I, there were some of the guys who were involved in the production of the song and the instrumental I'd never met, because when we wrote it, it was just SZA, myself and Rob Bizzell, the producer, who was there. So all the other people who had been involved maybe in the track before it got to SZA in terms of the instrumental and stuff, I didn't know these guys. And so I had no idea like who I was going to meet. So I got on stage and Jared Solomon, who's a producer, the first thing he said into the microphone was like, good to finally meet this guy. And I was like,
wow,
yeah,
that's amazing.
It's so weird. You know, we'd never met before. Like,
What is yours? You're on it, aren't you? From listening to it, like maybe I'm just over. Like, oh, you are. Okay, cool.
I'm going.
Yeah,
I'm singing loads of BVs and stuff, and it was mad because I when I went to LA to write it, I brought a backpack of stuff, and look, it was a crazy thing, right? I've actually never really told this part of the story, but what happened was like SZA reached out to me, and she just said like she literally said, I need you to come and help me finish my album, which is an absolute lie. She didn't need me at all. Like, she didn't need me. I don't know what was going through her mind. And, like, I genuinely mean that. I'm not saying that to be, like, humble. Like, SZA is incredible. She did not need me. I don't know why she wanted me. But I was like, she was like, I'll fly you out to LA or whatever. And I was like, before she'd even explained anything, I was like, I'm just going to get myself to LA. Like, I cannot miss this. So I booked myself flights. I got myself there. I was like, I'm going straight out. I can't miss this opportunity. And when I was there, I at this point, I've only got SZA on Instagram. That's where she had messaged me. And obviously, Jesus. SZA at this point is like a superstar on Instagram. So if I text SZA back, you know, it takes her a day, 2 days sometimes to reply to me. So when I was in LA, I was like, I've just got to tell her that I'm here, and then I'll wait and see what happens, you know, and I'm just going to have to stick around. And, you know, I can't be like, because she was like, oh, when are you next in LA? And I was like, in a couple of months, but like, I'll come tomorrow if this is a thing. And so I, like, before she'd even said, like, she was like, I wish it was sooner. And I was like, I'm going. So I just literally went, I threw myself there, and then I told her I was there. And then I waited around for a message, to be honest. And I waited and I waited and I waited and I waited. And then one day on iMessage, I just get a text from this number, and it just says, hey, it's SZA. And then she just says, I'm in the studio today. Come through tonight. And I was so nervous. I was waiting around for a couple of days and weeks for this moment. And I was suddenly like, oh my God, this is it. And I brought my backpack to LA. I'd put my microphone and my, like, a portable studio gear. And basically what happened was, like, I showed up to the studio, and it was like midnight, and SZA was finishing some songs for her album. She was working on Kill Bill. She was working on all these like massive hits like Snooze, and she was playing them to me. She was showing me some background vocal stuff she had done. She was like, this isn't as good as what you've done. Like, I want your help and stuff. And I was like, this is unbelievable. Like, I couldn't believe I was hearing this. And then after she finished working on some stuff, it was like probably like, I don't know, 1 or 2 in the morning, she was like, all right, let's like start something new. And like, she was like, let's pull up some beats and like, let's listen and see what we like. And that's where it sort of all kicked off. But it was sort of halfway through that as the night went on and the song was being written and stuff. And then we called it a night. I went home. She sent me the song the next day. She had finished recording it, finished working on it. And she was like, hey, here's the demo. Can you record some of those ideas that you had that you were singing yesterday in the studio on top of it? And I was like, thank God I brought my tiny little, I mean, I'm sure my team would have put me into a studio, but I was like, immediately took my backpack, my microphone, everything out in this Airbnb. And there's this photo I have on my phone of me just like recording it in the kitchen in this Airbnb. And that's those vocals that you're hearing on the song, all those ahs and oohs and stuff. And it was a crazy thing.
It's amazing that it's so collaborative, because I suppose different people work different ways, but to my mind, it was like, oh, Ken, he liked that, the backpack. He arrived over and he had a kit of stuff that's like, Miss SZA, what takes your fancy today? I've got all of these. But no, it wasn't. It was that you were collaborating and you were working on it to get like late at night. Jesus, I can't imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's crazy because it's, you know, SZA gets sent, a lot of artists in the US work this way, but they get sent beats and productions and stuff. And so we were in the room, and it's just like Rob Bizell, the producer, in the room. He's just going through these beats, like little bits of beats, and it'll be like all these different ones, and until we heard, and at that moment SZA was like, yeah, I like that one, let's go on that one. And then we all put our headphones on, we get microphones up, and SZA starts like spitting in bars and just writing this thing. And then I'm just helping, you know, being like, oh, I think that was cool, you could maybe do this, or like, what about this idea here? And but she's like, she's leading, and I'm just like watching a masterclass in songwriting from one of the greatest songwriters.
But she clearly couldn't have done it without you. That's how she felt. She was right.
That's how she felt. I'm not sure why.
The proof is in the pudding, man. It really is. Yeah. So life is better on Saturday. Life is certainly a lot better for you now as well. What's life like in you're in LA at the moment, but you're not, I suppose you're all over at the moment, are you?
Yeah, I'm in LA right now, but I'm leaving today, actually. So it's great that I'm spending my last morning in LA on back-to-back interviews.
Sorry. That's your fault for winning the fucking Grammy.
It's my
fault.
No, I'm here, and it's amazing. Sure, it's like, I come here a lot. I come here all the time, multiple times a year, and I absolutely love it here. And, I'll never forget this. This trip has been absolutely insane. And so flying home tonight and then into rehearsals. I go on tour with Teddy Swims. So it's just like nonstop.
Busy.
And I'll take the Grammy with me onto stage.
This is nonsense, right? Obviously talking to me is nonsense, and to whoever else you're talking to today, and you're going to be doing all this. But Jesus, if there's only a way that you could just go, just that gobshite from Today FM saying it to me, I'll just remember that one little thing, which is like, I just hold on to it. Hold on to it. Bottle it just for a little bit. Because
I know.
You will. In a week you'll be going, my God, that was going on. The Grammy. My God.
I know. I'm trying so hard to grab the feeling of everything that's happening. It's like just unbelievable.
What did you eat? What did you after winning? What did you eat? What did you have a burger or did you have something nice?
I ate some I don't even like nachos, but I ate nachos in the arena because they had us. So it was like they only had some food options in the arena. I was like outside with my girlfriend, and we were just like, "There's no queue there. Let's get some nachos." I'm sure there was like food and everything in like the winter. I don't know what I was doing, to be honest, but I was just trying to get back to my girlfriend and my friends because I had been away doing like press for so like the moment you come off stage, you're gone for a few hours.
Yeah.
So I ate some nachos, then I went to Bruno Mars's party, and then I went and ate some pizza by the slice, which was amazing. I think you just get pizza by the slice anywhere in America. It doesn't matter. It tastes absolutely incredible. And at this point, we were starving.
Well, there it is. Every time for the rest of your life that you have nachos or pizza by the slice, you go...
Yeah.
This reminds me of that time I won the Grammy. It's, also, a Grammy on my mantelpiece reminds me of that time I won.
a Grammy on my mantelpiece too. Absolutely.
A huge congrats. Come and see us the next time you're home. I know you're going to be doing the Three Arena in Dublin next month. Live at the Marquee, of course, in July. You're going to be. I know you're all over, but we only care about us, Cian. Yeah, it's just the
absolutely. Races.
And the song, of course, is "Who's Making You Feel It." That's the new single. We'll stick that on now. And honest to God, like I said, don't let it go. You're manifesting. You said you have your manifests on your phone. What else?
The background on my phone is literally like, there's like five photos of Grammy Awards. And I just am like, I can't believe it. Like, it's crazy. And I just put that on there. I've been constantly manifesting Grammys for years. I've always been writing. Actually, weirdly enough, I think I had a manifestation board, which was, I actually think it was best R&B song. Now that I think about it, if I go back when I was 20, I had my laptop and I had a screensaver. I'm going to see if I can find it. And I photoshopped a Justin Timberlake Grammy sort of tweet. And it was like, you know, the Recording Academy and the Grammy for Best R&B Song goes to. And I'm pretty sure I photoshopped it and I put my name in there, which is actually insane. If I think about it, I'm almost certain it was for Best R&B. So I'm going to have to go and see if I can find that now. Because that would be really weird. That would be very weird.
Well, not weird. No, you did it. Anyway, once again, massive congratulations. Thanks so much for taking the time. We are wildly proud of you. And we'll see you soon. And let me play his own song. Not Scissors. This is his own new single. It's "Who's Making You Feel It." This is Today FM. And he's Cian DeCrow.
Owen Ray.
Yes, Cian.
Love the show.
Hey! Keen, enjoy the rest of your day in LA.
Thank you so much, Ray.
Jesus, Ray. Oh. This is a practical impossibility. It's ringing.
Ray,
what?
Love the show.
This is the Ray Foley Podcast.